The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
You know what? I'm going to need some extra coffee this morning because last night, in the middle of the night, my phone rang and scared me to death. Let's talk about it. It's the Dana Cortez Show. Good morning. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Have you ever just been dead asleep? Like just REM is just about to kick in and then the phone rings. It's so scary, right? It just throws you off. And I keep my phone is on right now because I'm alone in our apartment. Otto's out of town working. And I'm like, oh my gosh, what's happening? Hello? Otto's like, what are you doing? I'm like, it's 2 hours ahead here. What do you think I'm doing? I'm sleeping. I'm exhausted. I've been taking care of cats and all this stuff is happening. And he says, you don't want to talk to me? And I said, no, it's like almost 10. And he says, you don't love me? Which I thought was hilarious. I do that to you all the time. I thought that was pretty hilarious. Don't you love me?
It's hard for me to go to bed if we haven't talked before, I go to bed.
Well, we spoke. I was like, I'm exhausted. I'm so tired. My life has been revolving around my cat because he's been sick. This is how crazy I am. This morning, I was doing a dance because he went poo. Like, I was like, yay!
Oh, you're trying to do a potty dance for your cat, huh?
I literally did a potty dance for my cat. I'm like, am I crazy? What's wrong with me?
Expression to that? Well, he didn't care, did he?
He saw me put the black gloves on and he like screwed, like tries to get away. He's like, no, more medicine, no. Anyway, that ring when you're dead asleep, somebody waking you up out of a dead sleep. Don't worry,
you paid me back this morning when you called me.
3 a.m. I said, good morning, what's up?
I was like, oh, I can't stand you. And then she was extra cheery, too. You know, when you answer the phone, you're like, hello.
You know why, though, Anthony? Because Otto's a guy, if he's awake, the whole house is awake. Mm. Nobody better be sleeping late. If he wakes up early, every pan in the kitchen, every door, pow. It's like, what are you doing? It's time to get up.
Enjoy the day, Dana, okay? No, and you know what? I'm going to help you enjoy that day.
And Otto Automatic, you've always been a talker, too. So, Dana, you kind of knew you were signing up to marry a chatty patty.
I did. In fact, the other day he said he was talking to Sirmati and she said, I gotta go. But he said, I think I talked your ear off. I said, you think?
only Automatic could talk the ear off of a psychic.
That is. She's like,
I'm going to let you go, okay? And when she said that, I thought, I've been talking too long, haven't I?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Very few things that we talk about make me angry and disgusted at the same time, but Texas Representative Tony Gonzalez does that to me. He's a bad man. And if you recall the story about Regina Santos Aviles allegedly taking her own life after it had been discovered that he was sexting her and she was sexting him, and she was a staffer that worked for this representative, right? He's denying it. He's married. I have children. I'm a God-fearing man. All of these things. Meanwhile, the man had done this before. This is the attorney for Regina's husband dropping a bombshell.
The rumors, apparently now there are texts, truly support that Regina was not the first staffer that he went after sexually. The power, role, and position that he was in gave him the opportunity to take advantage of those individuals who may be susceptible to that type of power influence. It appears to be very predatory in nature, sexually aggressive. It's certainly less romantic than it is graphic. Sexual. The invasive nature of going public with a sexual relation, the consequences of coming forward to the predator greatly outweigh the revelation of that information by the victim. We hear this all the time. Victims are afraid to come forward. But if they don't come forward, then the predators continue to go after other individuals.
It was so important for the attorney to say the power that this man had over Regina, the power that he had over the other staffer. These text messages have been released. I will not read them on the radio. If you would like me to send you the article that has them in, you can send me a DM at Dana Cortez on Instagram.
I'm taking they're pretty graphic.
They are graphic. It's not only that, Otto. It's just, I feel angry because a lot of times when I'll just be honest, most victims, not all, but most are women, they get torn apart. When it's a very small percentage that do it for the wrong reasons. I'm talking less than 1%. I just looked up the statistic. The majority just get, you know, raked through the coals for speaking. And somebody like Tony, who's married and children and God-fearing, supposedly, gets a pass.
Well, he's elected official.
Yes, he's finally decided to step down and leave Congress. But think about it. Until all this stuff surfaced, he was still going to run for office, and he probably would have won.
I mean, the sad state of our country, I'm sorry, but this is politics per usual. I mean, we see it on the local level, and we see it on the national level. We saw the stuff with Kristi Noem and her husband
going on. It's just not okay. And Regina Santos Avila took her own life because of it. This is a report from KSAT.
Now, the police report describes in detail how police found Regina Santos Avila with severe burns at her Uvalde home on September 13th. Officers responded after getting two 911 calls. One was from Santos Avila's mother, and the other call, officers heard a woman yelling in pain for help. Investigators watched video of Santos Avila walking into her backyard, pouring gasoline on herself, and then setting herself on fire. In the report, several officers said that Santos Avila told them she discovered her husband was having an affair with her best friend, so she set herself on fire.
Part of the other of the report was that she said to the officers at the end that she didn't want to die, that she wanted them to save her. And it was too late. And everything that happened, we don't know. Did she have the affair? Was it just the text messages? But when you are at work and your boss is doing this, I know it sounds crazy, but you're afraid to tell. People don't want to believe you. Think about it. This representative was still running until all of this started unraveling. I don't think anything would have happened to him. Now, this is the husband of Regina. His name is Adrian Aviles, and he's speaking on why he's coming forward now.
The guy's a predator. He's continued to lie to the American people, his constituents. And at this point, I'm quite frankly, I was exhausted and tired of all of the running around lying that he continued to do. I put it out there for everybody to see against my want to actually do it. I have an 8-year-old son that I have a duty to protect. And by me coming out, I put him at risk as well in the future, being able to see all this and putting it out there on Front Street. My son has an image of his mother, and I don't want that to be tarnished.
This reminds me a lot of Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky.
Yes.
Where Monica Lewinsky got all the blame in front of the entire world. She had to move to the other side of the world.
The world, because an older, powerful man coerced her into something she probably didn't want to do.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We have some free DCS merch, a hoodie or a t-shirt to give away. It's time to play Who's Lying? And we're looking for color 9. Why you always lying? Oh, my gosh. Okay. 877-730-DCS1. Hi, welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. What's your name?
Michelle.
Michelle, you are caller 9. Let's play Who's Lying, Michelle.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
and my son, William, is in the car, too, on the way to school.
William.
What's up, William?
I want you to win a DCS hoodie so badly. So this... Obviously, we want to be your new favorite morning show and William's favorite morning show. So each one of us, myself, Dana Cortez, my husband, DJ Automatic, and our best friend, Anthony A., are going to tell you a story that catches Michelle. Somebody is telling a fib. If you guess who's lying, you get to choose between a DCS hoodie or a t-shirt. So I'll go first. Again, my name is Dana Cortez. And, you know, I'd never been to the beach until I met my husband, DJ Automatic. I'd seen the ocean in movies, and I wanted to go so badly. And I still remember when we went. I got my passport, and walking on that beach and just near the ocean was just so amazing.
Oh.
I'm scared. Don't get me wrong. I was scared. I thought it was like the movies, but it's not. It really isn't. I just had the best time. It's a memory I'll never forget.
Oh, DJ Automatic here. I actually grew up on the water. I grew up on a lake. My grandparents had a summer home that slept 20, and I had 36 first cousins, and so it was a party there every single weekend. So swimming, fishing, water skiing, tubing. I mean, like I said, it was a great, great experience growing up like that as a kid.
Yeah. Oh, what's up, Anthony? And yeah, I also grew up on the water too. I would constantly go deep sea fishing with my uncles, who were retired Navy veterans. And yeah, we would be out there 5 a.m. past the bayous. And my uncle would always tell us, you know, you're really fishing when you can't see the land anymore. So shout out to my Uncle Leroy for all those great memories.
All right, Michelle and William, somebody in the studio is telling a big fat lie. If you guess correctly who it is, you get the DCS merch. Who's lying?
We think it was the second person. Was that Anthony?
Otto? Hold on. Try to break it down for me because I got to get it right.
The 36 cousins.
Oh, no!
I really have 36 first cousins.
So do I.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
You're the other one.
Wait a minute. Look, okay, you didn't win, but you have to tell me. 36 cousins.
How many brothers and sisters did your mom have?
My mom has 3, and my dad is 1 of 9.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, big
So the
family.
36 is just on my mom's side.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, my mom's 1 of 11.
Wow.
Michelle, awesome. I have to ask you, because I'm an only child. I only have 2 cousins. What was it like growing up with that many people around?
It's fun. We went to a farm growing up as kids. Like, I went to the water, the beaches. We had a farm growing up. It's fun.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Anthony was lying. Yeah, he grew up, Anthony.
Yeah, it was me. I am deeply afraid of the ocean. I'm a landlocked creature.
We couldn't even get him to get near the edge of a boat to take a photo. He's like, no, I don't want to do that.
Nope, not at all.
Well, Michelle, I am so sad. Tell William, though, that we love him and that you can play again anytime.
Well, thank you. We will. Y'all have a good day.
You too, Michelle. You too. Bye. Oh, bye. My gosh. I really wanted them to win. Look, it's really easy. You just call 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Kanye West being sued for allegedly beating someone up. So let me break down the details after famous people's birthdays, Anthony A.
We have Chris Stapleton, Seth Rogen, Emma Watson, and Sexy Red all celebrating their birthday.
Okay, so Kanye West allegedly assaulted some guy at Chateau Marmont. Now, this happened last year. Okay, we're talking about last April before he was on the medication and everything. Supposedly, they were having a party at this very famous spot. And the man, who only is known as John Doe, says that he was wrongfully accused of demeaning a woman at the table, that Kanye West went over, sucker punched him, knocked him to the ground. He hit his head. He lost consciousness. And then all he can remember is being beaten up by Kanye West, and now he is wanting money. He's seeking an unspecified amount of damages.
So we don't know who he is, and we don't know how much money he wants?
No.
Mm. I wouldn't want to tell anybody I got beat up by Kanye.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't either. I don't either. So for me, this just further documents that Kanye West is a sick person, right? He's mentally ill. And
yeah,
now,
this was right in the middle of the thick of it when he was really going through it last year.
So an unmedicated sick person will have bouts of psychosis like this. You know, this is all allegations, obviously. But I know for certain, having grown up with somebody who was severely mentally ill, my grandmother, she was a diagnosed schizophrenic and she was hospitalized on and off at state institutions by force. There were times where she was good, and then there were times where it was not good, and things could get volatile. I'll just be 100%. She never did anything to me, but she would threaten other people, be it verbal or with a weapon. And so I understand that a sick person needs to be treated with medication, right? Will Kanye West pay this person off, apologize, and move forward, or is he going to fight it? I think he's going to pay him off.
I think he's going to fight it, because why would this person not reveal their name if they didn't?
Because,
Otto just said
nobody wants to say you got beat up by Kanye West. Like, he's not.
Oh, my God. Let Kanye West beat me up. The next Yeezy is going to be called the Anthony A's. I wish Kanye would put his little dainty hands on me.
Oh, I just hope he's in a better space. I really hope he is on that medication. It seems like it. All right.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
All right, quick question. Can you name this TV show?
Come rich, y'all.
877-730-DCS1. Tap in or text. I'll tell you why I'm bringing that up after celebrity birthdays, Anthony A.
We have Chris Stapleton celebrating his birthday, Seth Rogen, Emma Watson, and Sexy Red.
Dave Chappelle says he is open to bringing back the Chappelle Show, which I was what? What in the world? And the reason he's even talking about this is he helped keep open a local Ohio radio station. It's a small town, and the radio station was going to get shut down. And he said, no, I live around here. He's like, local news is necessary. He's like, I'm down when all these national stories come in. Like, we do all that. But when something happens here in town, we need to know. So not only did he save the radio station, he bought the entire building and redid the whole building, equipped them with all the latest technology, and has paid for them to stay open for the next 50 years.
God bless that man.
Yes. Yeah.
He also did a similar thing during the pandemic for a comedy club in Southern California as well, too.
Oh, I didn't know that. And so this building that he bought and helped out has been around since 1872.
He's been delivering the whole town. He said he was going to buy the town, and he really is buying
he
it.
He did. You know, I think also it's very important. Like, obviously, we're on the radio. Radio's different. We tell you when the biggest concerts are coming to town. We give you tickets to those. We tell you what's happening in weather in case of emergencies. You know, those music subscriptions and all that, they can't do that. So shout out to Dave Chappelle for doing something amazing. And I want him to bring back the Chappelle Show. That was one of my favorite shows ever. I have the whole DVD set. I haven't ever even opened it. I'm sure it's worth something by now.
At this point, I'm sure he's just like, there's so much material out here that I just could be. I can't even imagine what the Chappelle Show would be like.
It writes itself every day. Do you remember your favorite Chappelle Show moment? Do you have anything that sticks out? For me, it was always Charlie Murphy's stories. I was the biggest Charlie Murphy fan. You guys know I got to introduce him before we all found out he was ill, right? Before we knew he was sick. And when he would tell his stories about, I don't know, either going to Prince's house or hanging out with Rick James, he was such an amazing storyteller. Those are my favorite moments.
And did you ever hear Prince talking about how he confirmed that he did actually make pancakes
for them? He did, and he beat them in basketball wearing a blouse. Yes. If you want to share with us your favorite, 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
So in Bradwell, the residents of a small town in Georgia, there were hundreds of 911 calls going into the police department. And of course, this is a small town, right? So they're like, what's going on? There was a tortoise that escaped.
Oh.
What?
How does a tortoise escape?
Otto, it's like a joke, right? Here's the kicker. Mm-hmm. He'd been gone for over a week.
Nobody noticed.
He had also been planning his escape since 1997.
I know, right?
You're too slow.
I can't believe that this couple hundred pound, maybe more, tortoise got away for that amount of time. It was the slowest police chase in decades.
Yeah.
I've never seen anything like it. Police, it took four grown men to pick him up and put him in the back of a truck.
They're huge.
It was a tough case to crack, Dana. I'm not sure if it's because of his shell or what, but.
Oh my gosh. That was not good.
No. I should have said that.
It was a good attempt.
I had a better when they asked him what happened, he said he was shell shocked.
No.
All right.
Swing and a miss.
Well, it doesn't matter because the story itself is just absolutely wild. I didn't know that tortoises, as the temperature gets warmer, they like to move around a little bit.
Mama, I'm going fast.
And they're not as slow as you think they are. They're a little bit, I mean, they're still slow though. I'm like, a week, guys. Like, why would it take you that long? But they're not as slow. Have you ever had a weird pet? Not that this is a pet. I mean, he lives like in a city zoo of sorts. But
yeah, no. My mom was very anti-pet growing up. But my older brother has snakes. He has multiple snakes. He's a snake guy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm afraid of snakes.
My cousin Shannon was a snake girl. When I was, I was already a latter part of my teen years, I had a pet scorpion. And I just thought it was the coolest thing ever. Yes, I built a habitat for my scorpion. I used to feed it live animals and, I would let the flies or whatever I would catch go in there and hang with him. And then I read this study that you could freeze scorpions and they would live. So I thought, you know what? The scientist in me is going to do that. So I threw him in the freezer and I forgot.
What?
I forgot. And so like a day later, I was like, oh my gosh. So I pulled him out and he looked like it was dead. And I shook it. I was like, well, I guess I'll bury him later. And I rolled the little round habitat that I had on the ground. Do you know that hours later he was alive?
Oh.
He de-thawed. He literally de-thawed, which was absolutely insane.
Yeah. You know what? Kids might be better with iPads in their hand. Yeah, you know, just that was wild, dude.
I'm just glad there was a happy ending to that story. I'm sorry.
He was alive. It's true. You can
I've never rooted for a scorpion in my life, but I thought I did.
I was like, what did I marry? This woman put him in the freezer? Yeah.
You just learned about that right now.
It was an experiment, Automatic. It was an experiment. And
Hopefully you never stick me in the freezer and experiment on me.
Have you ever had any weird pets? Call or text us 877-730-DCS1. Sponsored by T-Mobile.